Hello and welcome to another episode of My Family's Dirty Laundry,
where we air out your family's mess so you don't have to.
I'm Mia Silver.
And I'm Emma Davis.
And we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to the drama unfold. Happy Saturday, Emma.
Yes, this is Saturday. That's crazy. We record whenever we want to.
We really do.
I feel like listeners just every time, they're like, Tuesday, Monday, Saturday?
Yeah. Well, especially since this week we're going to be heading to Chicago.
Yes, very excited, but also I need to pack and do laundry and all of the stuff that no one likes to do before a trip.
No, for sure. And plan the logistics. I was just thinking about it. We're going to spend so much money, like, eating.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a girls' trip. We deserve treat yourself.
Exactly. It's tax return season. Isn't that what you spend it on?
That's what I've heard. Oh, are my taxes scheduled for this week? Hold on. Mayday. We're okay. I'm good. It's next week. Because I was like, I won't be there.
That would have been so tragic.
Truly, H&R might have come and decapitated me.
I can just imagine, like, capitalism,
government. Hey, as long as I have a positive tax return, unlike last year, I will be ecstatic.
Oh, I think I might owe something. I'll have to look into that. Whoops.
As you can see, listeners, we are quite rich and don't care about money at all.
Yeah, I think I, like, state and federal were fine, but I think I owe on city.
Oh, city taxes, boo.
I know. I'm like, they don't even plow my streets when it snows.
Oh, no.
I was like, I have to pay them to do what exactly?
Pave your roads or something.
It's fine. It's fine.
Well, completely unrelated to taxes, I have an Am I the Asshole that is wedding themed today.
Ooh. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay. This comes from user maximum_resource_573. Am I the asshole for kicking out my maid of honor 2 hours before the wedding? I'm honestly lost and I don't know what to do. Me, 27 female, and my friend Naomi, 27 female, were glued at the hip since college. We practically did everything with one another. When she got married, I was her maid of honor. At the end, I also became really good friends with her current partner at the time, Tom, 29 male. It was only logical to have her as mine when I finally got engaged, but during the preparations, she increasingly became less and less enthusiastic. At the bridal party, she kept disappearing to take phone calls. Sorry about the dog bark. During the fitting for the dress, she ended up leaving early for a work emergency. I tried asking her if everything was okay, but she said yeah. The month of the wedding, Naomi kept canceling last-minute meetings because she was sick. I got really worried and ended up calling Tom, asking if she was all right. He had no idea where she was. I told him me neither, which shocked him. When I asked what was wrong, he told me he suspected her of cheating on him and that she was not being truthful about anything lately. I was so taken back, but he told me that he said his side of the story and that if she hid hers, then something was indeed wrong. I tried calling her, but no answer. She showed up the next day and pretended I didn't call. However, by the end of the day, I ended up asking her why she was ignoring me and if she really cheated on Tom. Naomi exploded, saying I had no right to come up to her and accuse her. She said he was the one cheating and he threw it her way so he wouldn't have to deal with the shame of what he did before she broke down and I hugged her. Naomi admitted that Tom accused her of cheating 4 months ago. She claimed that I picked her up that day randomly and we went to a nice brunch spot so she couldn't have been anywhere else. After she went to bed, I ended up scrolling through my pictures because I am obsessed with taking pics of my food, but I found nothing. The next day before the reception, I pulled her to the side. I told her that I love her so much, but that the idea of her not being there kills me, but it's worse if she lied using me as an excuse. I told her she was just not in the right headspace and that honestly, I was not sure she was dedicated to this role as I was when it was her wedding. She cut me off and started screaming that I had no right to kick her off based on lies. She accused me of siding with her husband and making everything about myself when it was clear she was struggling. That if I couldn't stand her having a few days off, then our friendship was never real in the first place. This made me start crying and I begged her to understand that what she's been doing has just made me uncomfortable. Some of our friends from the bridal party intervened, arguing that kicking out Naomi was too extreme. She stormed off at this point. We haven't talked since then, but I keep trying to reach out. Tom admitted he's filing for divorce, as apparently she said she was cheating on him. Am I the asshole?
It sounds like there are more multiple assholes here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Because he was like, or she was like, no, we went out to brunch that day. I can't, like, you know, that could have been true. Because it sounded like she believed her until she went and looked for the picture of the food. And it's like, you could have just not taken a picture of your food that day.
Right.
Like, go back and look at, like, texts and be like, hey, I'm coming to pick you up at 11 for brunch. Like, yeah. Something like that. Like, just because there's not a picture that's, like, I don't know. I mean, she sounds shady, of course.
Right.
But I don't know if a lack of a food picture is the proof of it. I mean, clearly she's shady, but I don't know if that's necessarily, like, good enough evidence to use against her.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, why would you check your pictures as opposed to, like, looking at your texts and being like, hey, let's meet up here, because you don't just spontaneously meet in a place.
Yeah, or, like, call logs if you are a person that prefers to call on the, like,
right.
Phone calls over text. I mean, I'm not defending her either, but I just think that that's, like, not necessarily the most efficient way to look for evidence of cheating.
Yeah.
It just sounds like everyone involved is a little shady.
Yeah, it seems like the vibes are off a little bit. I know. So I could see both things being true. Like, she may be getting more and more despondent because she's cheating, or she may be getting more and more despondent because she knows her husband's cheating and she's less and less excited about this wedding because of that.
For sure. And I mean, I don't know. And I think just because she's like, you're not putting in as much effort as I did for you isn't, I don't think, grounds to just kick her out entirely.
Especially two days before.
Yeah, after she's done everything that she really needs to, you know, after she's probably done Bachelorette and, like, you know, helped with a lot of stuff up to that point, it's like, you used all her help and then you just kick her out.
Like, yeah, that does not make sense. I mean, I get being a little distrustful or whatever, but honestly, I would just keep her for the wedding and then figure all this shit out after the wedding.
I agree. I don't think your friend's drama, unless she was, like, cheating on her husband with the groom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it was, like, she was actively cheating on with someone in the wedding. I don't know. I just, like, whatever. Deal with it.
Yeah. And I get she's friends with, like, the man, so she's probably, like, trying to walk the line of being friends with both of them. But at some point, you just gotta go through with something if you don't have solid proof.
Right, and then, like, I know that this poster is probably like, and then she just made it all about her, and it's like, you were the one that made the scene.
Right.
And with kicking her out, like, yeah, I mean, no one wants a, like, not very active maid of honor, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like, I don't know. And, like, maybe both of them are cheating. Like, why does it have to be just one of them?
Oh my gosh, that would be the turn of the century. They're both cheating.
Like, the husband could be cheating on her and she could be cheating on the husband at the same time. Like, both stories could be true.
So they're both liars.
Maybe.
That's
so I just true. Don't like that she said something and it was automatically, like, a lie, but then the husband said something and it was, like, taken at face value. Like, did she go looking for evidence of that?
Right. Besides his word, like, yeah, she's definitely cheating. Like, okay, we're not going any more into this. We're just...
Yeah, I don't like that she only really... She believed one over the other. If they're all so close, that's crazy.
Secret double alternate timeline, she likes Tom.
That's where I thought this maybe was gonna go. Or, like, because at the very beginning, it was like, Emma the asshole for kicking her out. And then it was like, I'm best friends with her partner. And I was like, I thought it was gonna be like, she accused me of liking him, and that's why I kicked her out.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy at, like, someone's wedding being like, you like my husband or partner or whatever he is. I don't
know. Yeah, I thought, like, maybe that's where that was gonna go. Like, it was one of those, like, you guys hang out too much. Men and women can't be friends.
Absolutely not. Oh my gosh, I was hanging with one of my friends the other day, and I told her a story about one of my friends and I. He bought me a cheese stick. That's what, not a cheese stick, one of those deep fried cheese sticks.
Mozzarella sticks?
Well, but the ones at the fair, they're like corn dog size.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he bought me one of those, and my one friend was like, that's so platonically romantic. And I was like, that's such a great term. I love that.
I don't like that this Tom character was trusted over. They both seem kind of shady to me. I don't know. Maybe Tom's the victim. Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
But also, at the same time, who knows?
He could be doing stuff too. This is very much a he said, she said, kind of almost like a high school drama type thing.
I agree. I think absolutely there's a lot of, and I just don't like that Tom was inherently trusted to be telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is it Naomi?
Yeah.
Was absolutely like, there's no picture of my eggs Benedict from March 10th. That means she's a liar.
Right. Well, I hope the wedding went okay. I closed my phone, so I don't know how long ago that post was, but I did read the comments. There weren't any updates or anything. Everyone in the comments pretty much said not the asshole, but the top upvoted comment was like, this is too dramatic. Y'all need to chill.
Yeah, she's probably not the asshole in the sense that she's probably dodging a huge bullet with just not having these people who are clearly very dramatic involved. Like, sure. I don't think she's the asshole for kicking Naomi out, but I think she's an asshole for thinking that a lack of brunch picture is, like, hard evidence that could stand up in court.
That's how I base all of my, do I have a lunch picture? Like, girl, maybe you just ordered something like a salad and didn't take a picture of it.
Yeah, or maybe you ordered over easy eggs, but they were already, like, poked, and the yolk was already escaped, and it didn't look as pretty, so you didn't take a picture.
So that's my story for today.
Mine is titled, I Ruined My Parents' Relationship Over Reading Mail. This was posted by Dandelion Plant.
All right.
I, 24 female, don't want to say what I do for work, but let's just say it's the type of job that includes a lot of written letters from clients that are supposed to be confidential and only for my eyes. I'm fresh out of college and living with my parents so I can finish paying off my student loans. My work letters, of course, go to my parents' address since they live miles away from a post office and driving to a P.O. box is a huge pain. The issue started with my father. Ever since high school, when I received mail, my dad would open it. Whenever I received Christmas or birthday cards in the mail with money in them, my dad would hand me the card and insist he'll keep the money safe for me until I demanded he hand it over. Any package I would order for myself, he would open and hand me. Sometimes the products were used by him as well. The final straw was when he received my acceptance letter to my dream college, and instead of waiting for me to come home to open it, he opened it himself and then called me while I was at work to congratulate me. I've spoken to my mother about how much this makes me feel uncomfortable, and she told me she'd speak to my father about it, to which he would apologize and not do it for a week before starting back up the next week. I had also spoken to my dad about the confidentiality of the mail I would be receiving now that I'm working, and he says he understands, but it all came crashing down a few weeks ago. While I was working, my dad came into my room and handed me opened envelopes from my clients and even tried to have a conversation about it with me. But I just ignored him until he got the hint and left. After work, I yelled at him for violating client confidentiality, to which he got defensive and said that I live in his house, and any mail sent to his house would be read by him. Furious, the next week, I thought I would take revenge on my father by going to the mailbox and reading his mail. But what I found was what ended my relationship with him. I had found credit card statements on jewelry and restaurants that were too fancy for my dad to go to alone, and I don't remember the last time my dad took my mom on a date or bought her any jewelry. I also found a letter addressed to my dad from a woman who stated how tired she was of hiding the relationship for so long and how she is so desperate for his letters to reach her. When my dad noticed the mailbox was empty, my dad ran into the house as white as a ghost. He walked into the kitchen to see me and my mom in the kitchen reading his mail. Before the fighting could start, my mom asked me to leave the house. So I drove to my aunt's, who lives 45 minutes away, and explained everything. I came back after 2 days when my dad's stuff had already been moved out. My mom told me he was living in a hotel and she will be in contact with a divorce attorney. Turns out, my dad has been having an affair with a family friend and they were hiding it through letters to leave no digital footprint. My dad ended up showing my mom the stash of letters he had and she took photos of each and every letter before she asked him to leave. I feel at fault because I at first just wanted to be petty with my dad, but it unraveled into this huge event and made me think, no wonder he's been looking through all of my shit. He was giving himself away. I feel like I shattered my mom's world since I can hear her cry every night about it since the incident.
Okay, that was really juicy.
I know.
I would like to say that this girl is not the asshole at all. Yes, it probably feels bad to hear her mom crying, but her mom deserved to know.
Yeah, someone was like, you didn't ruin your parents' relationship, your dad ruined it by having an affair.
Yeah. Also, what is she doing for work that she has confidential letters from clients? Is this like a weird sex work thing? Or
I have no idea. I was wondering. I was like, maybe some kind of like counselor or something. I have really genuinely no idea. Maybe it is some weird sex thing.
And if it is some weird sex work thing, where can I sign up? I would love to just write somebody letters and get money.
No, that's crazy. Like, I am actually dying to know. I didn't really think that much about it, but... And someone was like, maybe your dad took the money to pay for his secret life. Her, like, all her gift money that he kept insisting that he keep safe.
That's such a weird aesthetic. Like, have you ever watched I Think You Should Leave? It's Tom Robinson's...
Oh, is that the one where he's like, 55 burgers, 55?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know what it was called. I've seen clips.
It's kind of giving, like, a sketch from that show. Like, the dad's like, ah, I'm keeping the money.
And then, like, also, isn't it illegal to open someone else's mail? Like, yes. Technically?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to scroll if there's an update.
That's so weird, though. And the thing about him, like, opening her packages and using the stuff before giving it to her, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know when I lived at home, or even now if I still get mail to, like, my parents' house, like, my dad would open it, but, like, if it was, like, something that looked important, like, from the bank, right? Like, if the bank, because, like, that's something that, like, me at 16, 17, 18 probably didn't know what it was. Like,
right.
Sure. Like, look at my bank statement. I'm not doing anything. You can just see how many times I, like, go to Kroger and get, you know, like, a couple candy bars and, like, a box of fruit snacks or something. Like,
you rebel.
Or you see how many times I go to, like, Taco Bell in a week. Okay, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And, like, certain things like that. But, I mean, he doesn't do it now. But, like, if a package came, he would just be like, okay, your package is here.
Yeah, like, my mom would do the same thing. She wouldn't touch it. She'd just be like, it's there. Well, I mean, like, she'd bring it inside. But, like, she wouldn't open it or anything.
Well, yeah, now, even now that I'm not living there, sometimes the bank still sends stuff to the house. I don't know. And he's just like, half of it's junk mail, and he doesn't open it now. And I'm like, remember when you would open my bank mail? Can you go back to doing that? So, like, I don't have to make a trip to come pick up junk mail.
Uh-huh.
Please.
Yeah, I always think about, since I've moved, I'm always like, I wonder how much junk mail my old house is getting of mine. And I feel bad, but it's
okay.
I
get a ton of junk mail at my current house from, like, I guess past tenants since I rent.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy. Like, I get basically no mail. Like, I mean, unless it's a package, but I don't get, like, true, like, envelope letter type things. And it's just, like, nothing but, like, stuff for past residents. And then, like, me and my roommate were like, we don't know what to do with this. Like, can we just take it? If it's junk, we normally just take it and throw it away. But sometimes it's, like, United Healthcare. And I'm like, this seems important, but, like, I have no idea. I have no idea who this person is. Like, how do I... There's no way for me to get this to them.
There's something... Because we got a piece of mail the other day, and it said, if resident listed does not live here anymore, put it back in the mailbox or something. Like, there was a note on the letter, but I don't know what you're supposed to do.
We do just... We, like, filter it out. We're like, okay, like, the Kroger, like, promotional stuff that gets sent weekly, that gets... Like, we just throw that out. We're like, this person doesn't need this. I don't know if I'm admitting to a crime on the pod, but...
They're gonna lock you up!
I'm doing them a favor. But like the stuff that looks important, we just keep in the mailbox and it just sits there. We even put the little flag up. We put a little note that says doesn't live here. It just sits here. The mailman doesn't do anything.
The mailman does not give two shits about that mail.
Okay, but I did find an update on this. Oh! I scrolled far enough.
Yes.
Okay, so it's an edit and update. Thank you all so much. I wrote this all out last night, drunk off my mind, and never expected this much kindness from strangers. I'll go ahead and answer a few questions here and then give an update. Was my dad using my money from the gifts to buy stuff for his mistress? I'm 50-50 on this answer. I received cards when I was young with money, and it was the same routine. Aunts and uncles would leave... Dang! Aunts and uncles would leave $100 per card, and my dad always gave them to me when I was younger.
As I got older,
obviously the money reduced to $20 or $40. I do believe my dad would give me back half my money in those cards, which would make sense as how he was able to make such huge expenses on his mistress. I need to collect proper evidence, so I plan on calling my aunts and uncles and other relatives who would send me money. The mistress would send letters addressed as business or a credit card company. If you ask me, they were doing the most. When my mom would check the mail, she would see the letters that were addressed to my dad as bills or some crazy BS and never open them because she doesn't handle the bills. A lot of packages were sent by the mistress as well, which is why he went through my packages, and I don't want to imagine what kind of crap she was mailing him. Now for the update. Like I said before, it's been a few weeks since it happened. I've been doing my best to comfort my mom while she deals with all the legal business and my dad's constant appeals to my mom to apologize and beg for her forgiveness. I've been here to listen to her, and she keeps spiraling between wanting to forgive him and cursing him to hell. I told her my own personal opinion, which was to never take back a cheater. She did basically everything for him, and she shouldn't see it as her not being enough for him. That's his fault for not appreciating her. The mistress also was a married woman. My mom reached out to her husband, sending him the letter she had taken photos of, and even had a long phone call with him about what was going on. He initiated the divorce, and the mistress is now angry at my dad for not being more careful. The mistress's ex-husband, who I'll call Henry, has been a best friend of my mom's throughout the legal cases. I hear the mistress is still reaching out for forgiveness from him, which I honestly think is very funny since my dad is doing the same thing. She was financially dependent on Henry, and my dad isn't making enough at his job to support the lifestyle she wants. Yesterday, Henry asked my mom to come out to lunch with him. They've been sad shut-ins for the past few days, and they agreed to go and get some fresh air. I encourage my mom to do so and to call me if my dad or the mistress decide to show up when they went so I could come pick her up if needed. My dad hasn't apologized to me at all about reading my mail. In fact, he's called me and left me voicemails telling me that this whole situation was my fault, then going and crying, saying he regrets everything and he hopes he can still be my dad. I honestly don't know what to do with him right now other than ignore him. I don't know if there will be another update, but I will if something major happens. Again, thank you so much for the supportive comments, and I hope some of what I said clears things up for you all.
Okay. Circling back to getting $100 from aunts and uncles for your birthday, can I be a part of that family?
Yeah, I mean, we always did money in cards, but it was like $100 was like the graduation gift.
Yeah.
Like, Christmas and birthdays were like not that much. And we also stopped at 18. Like, once all the cousins and stuff turned 18, they were like done getting gifts. Unless it was like a college graduation or something like that.
Yeah.
And then to go back and be like, what did you send me? And they're like, they're not gonna remember. You're 24. Right. They're not gonna remember what you sent when you were 16.
Yeah. Okay. I think someone should take this and make it into a cute little romance story where the mom
and Henry.
Yes.
I was thinking that too.
Mom and Henry fall in love. That would be amazing. And not to praise the dad and the person he was cheating with, but the steps they would go to get that mail under the radar is kind of smart. Well,
it's crazy that they did all of that. Like, they went above and beyond to hide what they were doing. And then the moment it comes to light, they're instantly, begging for forgiveness and to be taken back? Or do they instantly break up? Like, obviously it wasn't that important to them.
Right.
It probably was, like, the thrill of, like, getting away with something.
Yes, definitely.
It was like, oh, I got your, like, illicit mail.
Your weird packages.
I don't know if that's the right word, but like they probably felt like little spies or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly kind of clever, but still really shitty.
And the thing is, why would the mistress... Because I know that he was opening the mail only to monitor what was coming through.
Yeah.
So his stuff wasn't being caught. But why would the mistress ever address anything to the daughter?
Unless she, like, felt guilty at some point, but clearly not. So, yeah.
No, it's like... She didn't want to be caught. She yelled at the dad for getting caught. So I don't know why he felt the need. Because if he just wasn't so overbearing, he probably would have been able to keep getting away with it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have felt, the poster would not have felt the need to be petty and open his mail in return. So I don't know why he was so insistent on opening everything that was addressed to her. And also, like, a lot of stuff is marked with, like, you can tell when something is sent from a college.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that? Amazon packages are not going to be, I don't know. If it's addressed to her, it's clearly not from the mistress. So I don't know right. what he was trying to get by.
It just sounds like a weird control thing, honestly, on his end.
Oh, for sure. I was like, if he is just trying to, like, cover his own trail and make sure nothing is getting into her mail, but I don't know. I just, like, don't know why it wouldn't be addressed to her, so.
Yeah, well.
Crazy. I just thought that was crazy.
That is. It had so many, like, well, I was so confused about her job at first, and then it went away from that, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening?
So I know. I was begging someone in the comments to be like, what on earth do you do for your job?
Maybe she's a counselor for people in prison and they have to write her notes.
That might be a thing.
I could see that being a thing. I don't know. Well, person who wrote this, what was it? Dandelion plant. If you would like to enlighten us as to your profession, we would love to hear it.
Yeah, dandelion. I don't know if she spelled dandelion. How do you spell dandelion?
D-A-N-D-E-L-I-O-N.
Okay, so she replaced the E with an I, so it's dand, D-A-N-D-I-L-I-O-N plant.
Interesting.
I was like, it looked goofy. I was like, that doesn't look right, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an E in the middle there.
Oh my gosh, there's a PSA. In the U.S., you can get up to 5 years in prison for deliberately opening someone else's mail. It is a federal crime.
Oh no.
It's a federal crime.
It's a crime. You're going to get arrested.
I'm too young to go to prison. Oh my god. I like got really tongue-tied there.
Well, after that cursed sentence, I feel like our listeners deserve to be let go for today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I formally apologize.
Thank you so much for listening, people. We love each and every one of you and want to give you a big, tight hug. Don't forget that you can give us your stories if you would like. We can change absolutely anything about it, names, times, locations, whatever, but please share it with us.
Yeah, you can do so by emailing us at mfdlpod@gmail.com.
We also have a TikTok and Instagram at MFDLpod and a Facebook at My Family's Dirty Laundry. I've got those crochet videos up. They're way too long and at a bad angle, so we are fixing as we go. But until next week, I'll see you later.
See ya.